Saturday, March 8th, 2003. Dear Grandpa, I'm sorry that I haven't written you for a long time. I have been working on several projects for school. The most interesting project I'm working on is for my World Cultures / English block class. If you didn't know, block class is two different school subjects merged into one. There are twice as many students in a block class as in a regular class, about 60 in mine. There are also two teachers who switch off teaching their subjects. This class is one of my favorites because both of the teachers have gone traveling and they tell us stories of adventures they've had in different countries. The project is called Beyond Backpacking, Latin America. For it, each student in my class picked a slip of paper out of a hat, and on it was one Latin / Middle America country. I got Honduras. After getting a country, we were given 5 weeks to find information for 4 Latin American countries. The country we picked was the one required country we needed to research. After researching, we had to find plane tickets to transport us to our first destination. We also had a budget of $2,000 to spend on the whole trip. After finding a way to get there, we need to research food prices in each country, bus fares, and we need to write journal entries about what we would do if we actually were there. Outside of that project, in World Cultures, we've learned about the mysterious disappearance of the Maya civilization. Yesterday, it unexpectedly snowed here. Everyone at my school was excited and throwing snowballs. But about an hour later, it rained. All the snow washed away and melted. Today, it is just all wet and drizzling rain outside. A friend I have is Thai, and may be moving to Thailand sometime soon. She told me that there is a series of movies that show her family's history, but I'm not sure what the series is called. I would really like to move to New Zealand. I want to see how it is to live and go to school there. It's nice here, but I could always come back to visit. I'm hoping that we can move there sometime next year, or sooner if possible. Well, that's all I can think of to tell you about. I'll write you back the next time I have something interesting to tell you about. Love, Sean.